This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, David, we have on the phone our next guest. We've got Jane Scott, who's the lead curator and program manager of an exhibition which is starting up. We'd call Flesh After 50.
I'm guessing what it might be about. Well, Flesh After 50.
I think that's a little bit of a giveaway. But let's talk to Jane and let's bring her on and see what it's all about. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Thank you, and hello.
Hello. Can't wait to start talking about Flesh After 50.
Now, before we do, however, Jane, we would just like to get a bit of a background on our guests. And Jane, I suppose what we're interested in, and if you could tell our viewers, how did you get started in the arts, and where did your love for arts come from?
Well, when I was in high school, making art was really the only thing I was good at.
paper mache.
Yeah, I was very good on the paper mache. So I went to art school and I loved that. And then, but by the time I got to the end of art school, I was the one who was organising the exhibitions of everybody else rather than the person who was the artist and being shown. So that sort of just led naturally into a career of eventually becoming a curator and a director of a number of art galleries, and even a stint as Australia's cultural attaché in Washington, D.C.
Oh, well, look at you. Look at you.
Very elegant.
Yeah.
Look at me. So it's just been a long career of sort of 35 years of working in the arts and putting on exhibitions.
Well, and good on you, because I mean that's not an easy feat, is it? I mean, to sort of get into the arts, because I mean, arts obviously haven't been a focus for a long time before. Obviously, we started trying to bring it back, but I mean, studying and then sort of trying to look at promoting and curating wasn't really something that was that common back in I suppose if you're saying 35 years ago, so that was quite a while, isn't it? So.
Yeah, it was a long time. It was another world, let's face it.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to say that.
And do you actually dabble at all anymore with being an artist, or have you totally left it behind?
Well, no. I mean, hello, COVID. haven't we all had a little bit of a fling at being an artist during COVID?
The paper mache came out, did it?
Oh, yes. It was, there was nothing I couldn't craft or knit, or I have a pottery wheel at home.
Oh.
I started making things. Oh, yes. I went the whole hog. I've got this whole new range of art objects and craft items that I, plan to turn into a multinational empire at some point. But yes, I think that there are a lot of those sort of, dreams that happened during COVID when we had all of that spare time to ponder what we might do with ourselves. But I'm mucking around, but I love coordinating and curating and managing and creating opportunities for other people to show their work. That's what gives me real pleasure.
Right. So, come on, tell us. Flesh After 50. Was it your idea?
Well, look, it started about 4 years ago, and I met with a woman called Professor Martha Hickey, who was introduced, mutual friend, you know how these things go.
Yeah.
She is head of gynecology and obstetrics at the Royal Women's Hospital and was really looking for a way to cut through with a health message about the way that older women are not well represented in the community and that there is so much embarrassment and kind of shame around ageing.
Oh, do you reckon shame? Why?
Yeah,
why? Well, that whole theory is over 50 or a bit older that you become invisible to younger people.
Well, exactly. And, when you look at the way that any product is merchandised and the whole beauty industry. You know, like you can't let one wrinkle escape because it's going to be the end of your world if you put on weight, if your skin's not looking for, you know, if you stop being a 30 something, it's over for you. Mm. And particularly for older women and with menopause, that, you know, women are just marginalised, and this has a terrible health impact.
Yeah. Although, you know, like, I do want to pull you up here because, or maybe it's just me, but I'm just surrounded by power players in women who are over 50 and a lot older than 50. And I'm a baby in my family, and my sister who just turned 80. It's more relevant now than she ever was.
Well, and that is the whole point of this exhibition. You and I are surrounded by powerhouses who have embraced aging and their bodies and are living their best life. Mm. And that's what we want for everyone. And so Martha was the initiator of this project, and she said, how about we look at doing an exhibition where basically we invite artists to work with the community and also express through their own work and create images of what real women look like over the age of 50. And the intention is that people will come in and go, oh, my God, look at that, oh, my God. And by the time you go out, you just go, well, that's what older people look like. That's what real bodies look like. Mm. And it's okay. It's okay for me to look at this, and it's okay for me to grow into this.
Yeah. Jane,
it's not the end of the world.
Jane, you mentioned communities. Where did you go to? What communities did you draw the models from, per se?
It was an open call.
Okay.
And we set up studios at both the Shepparton Regional Art Gallery and also the Geelong Art Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And we had photo shoots down there. This is for one particular project, 500 Strong, with Ponch Hawks. And we also used Ponch's studio in North Melbourne. And we basically just invited through all of the different networks that exist and asked women if they would like to come in and model for that project. And then on top of that, we also went out to artists, and I spoke to many, many artists about whether or not they would feel comfortable about producing work. Some artists already were working in this area, but other artists, we commissioned them to produce new work that really explored the theme.
Mm.
So there's over 25 artists in the exhibition.
Yep.
And the 500 Strong is actually 500 images of women over the age of 50 with their clothes off.
Mm. With their clothes off. And is it painted? Is it photographs? What is it?
It's a combination of there are some photographs.
Yep.
And there's also sculpture.
Uh-huh.
And there's painting. We've also got a gift shop with a whole range of fantastic merchandise that artists have produced for the show. We've also got the Hotham Street Ladies, who have done a fantastic massive icing sugar vulva and fabulous breasts that hang from the ceiling at the Abbotsford Convent.
The nuns would turn in their grave.
I know. The fact that we're actually in the Abbotsford Convent, the history of this building, but we won't go there. But, you know, it's nice to kind of reclaim the space a bit for a positive female exhibition as well, so we feel pretty good about that.
Right, what was the initial reaction? You know, like a lot of times people think, oh no, I like the idea, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't take off my clothes. I couldn't do this, or I don't want to be photographed. Did you get that reaction?
We got a lot of that, and part of the program was to also survey the women and document their experience, and we feed that back in the exhibition. And, you know, there was many a time where I was meeting a woman who was coming and there were tears and I thought, she's never going to do it. but every woman who came to the studio actually went through with it and came out the other side going, I feel kind of relieved. Like it's a really weird thing to take your clothes off and in front of somebody else. I mean, Ponch Hawk is a delightful person and made everybody feel incredibly comfortable. And that was the only person that you were in the room naked with. But even so, it's still quite a challenge.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. I don't know if I could do it. Neil, could you could you take your clothes off?
Oh, no, no way. I'm reluctant to do it by myself in the room, you know, let alone anybody else having milk.
Yeah.
Well, that's the challenge, you know. I mean, I know in myself, I rarely look at my body in the mirror anymore naked.
Yep.
You know, I'm 58 and I just stopped looking quite a long time ago because I wasn't happy with what I saw. And I thought, well, that's just not good. That's not good. Why do we feel bad about the way that our bodies look? It doesn't help. And so we're really hoping that people will come and just say, it's okay. It's okay to feel good about the body I've got. And let's look at all the positives, you know. It's carried me this far. It's still carrying me around. You know, it enables me to do all sorts of other things. And, you know, they're amazing things. They don't come in this perfect package.
No.
And it's just criminal the way that, you know, the media and our society just keeps ramming this perfection nonsense down our throat.
Well, I find it really fascinating in the respect that the baby boomers are the ones with all the money, and they're, you know, like out there doing, you know, like leading their lives as they would normally, you know, like, and spending money and, you know, going to the theatre, you know, like and shopping and restauranting and all that, and that it's not, nothing's really aimed at them on the TV screen in ads or you know, like the Sunday papers, the magazines and the Sunday papers. 90% of the people that buy a Sunday paper would be over 50, and yet it's all young models, and you know, like it, and you just go, I don't want to read this. I don't want to.
Yeah, I know. It's it's absolutely crazy. Yeah, you look at the models and you think there could be 12 or 15. And yet they're selling designer labels that the only people, women who can actually afford to buy them, are professional older women.
Yep.
Like, when do you ever see them? You know, and every now and again they give a token, you know. Yep. But then they go straight back into this crazy obsession with youth.
Yep.
And it's, you know, anyway. So this exhibition is really to try and say, you know, enough is enough. And let's celebrate what we've got and not the fantasy.
Yeah. Now, it opens on 7th of March. Have you hung it yet? Is it ready to go?
I'm in the middle of hanging it as we speak.
Right.
So about half the show is hung already.
Right.
So I'll be frantic for the next 3 days, you know, the next week, really, getting it ready for the opening on the Sunday the 7th.
Now, the reason I asked that was, you know, like what are people saying that... if they pop in, or you know, like there's somebody helping hang, and what's the comments you're getting?
Well, it's just the classic, you know, people walk in and go, "Oh my god, that's my mother with her clothes off." And it takes them a while to sort of digest that. We have set up a bar in the middle of the gallery space so that people can actually get an alcoholic, you know, drink to try and settle their nerves if they're kind of struggling a little bit there. But we're also running a range of free health forums that are about
brilliant.
All sorts of... Yeah, so there's loads of things on the website that people can attend to. The exhibition's on for 6 weeks here at the Abbotsford Convent. And there are lots of free health programs that are designed around health issues for older women. But there's also some fantastic performance nights. We've got one with Maud Davey and a whole group of...
Oh, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
She's fantastic, burlesque performer, celebrating queer history.
Yep.
And that's called Our Life in the Nude. And that you can jump online. If you just go to the Flesh After 50 website, and you can see there's over, I think there's about 25 public programs and events, concerts. There's things like go-go dancing for women over 50.
Yeah.
The Women's Circus is running a workshop for women over 50 to come in and do some circus things. So, you know, there's just a whole range of different sorts of activities that people can engage with. We're also doing a mini film festival and showing some fantastic films down here at the convent as well. So there's lots of stuff to engage with, as well as this amazing exhibition.
Yep, and it's called Flesh After 50 Exhibition Abbotsford mm-hmm. Convent, 7th of March to the 11th of April. Mm-hmm. Jane Scott, thank you.
You're so welcome.
And we'll see you down at the convent.
Terrific. Thank you.
Bye. Well,
thanks so much. We've been talking to Jane Scott here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.